We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you. But the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising. But the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 2nd of January, 2010. I've been talking about this Detroit airliner attack, which is once again being used as an excuse, in my opinion, in my belief, for the new front in the war on terror, which is Yemen, folks. And as we'll see in a moment, the oil companies have targeted Yemen for extraction of the oil. Even as they finish up their contracts in Iraq, they've just recently had an auction in Iraq, auctioning off the Iraqi oil. And they're expanding their operations, ladies and gentlemen, and you got to have a reason to do this, right? And so here we go. Before the break, I was sharing an article from MLive.com, which is a website with the local newspapers here. They all report on MLive. And this gentleman, Kurt Haskell, and his wife, Lori, are attorneys from a Haskell law firm. And what they said they saw, because they were aboard this flight, they said that they actually saw this Umar Farouk Abdul Multalab, which is the suspect in this bombing. He tried to get aboard the plane without a passport in Amsterdam. Now, picking it up here, they say Haskell said he and his wife were sitting on the ground near the boarding gate in Amsterdam, which is when they saw Multalab approach the gate with an unidentified man. Kurt and Lori Haskell are attorneys with Haskell Law Firm, as I said, in Taylor. Their expertise includes bankruptcy, family law, and estate planning. While Multalab was poorly dressed, his friend was dressed in an expensive suit, Haskell said. He says the suited man asked ticket agents whether Multalab could board without a passport. The guy said he's from Sudan, and we do this all the time. Multalab is Nigerian. Haskell believes that the man may have been trying to garner sympathy for Multilab's lack of documents by portraying him as a Sudanese refugee. The ticket agent was referred Multalab and his companion to her manager down the hall, and Haskell didn't see Multalab again until after he allegedly tried to detonate an explosive on the plane. Haskell said the flight was mostly unremarkable. That was until he heard the flight attendant say she smelled smoke just after the pilot announced the plane would land in Detroit in 10 minutes. Haskell got out of his seat to view the brewing commotion. I stood up and walked a couple of feet ahead to get a closer look, and that's when I saw the flames, said Haskell, who sat about seven rows behind Multalab. It started to spread pretty quickly. It went up the wall all the way to the ceiling. Okay, I got to take another break. We'll have a little more time on the other side, and I'll finish this up, hopefully, on the other side of the break. Stay with us as we continue.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I'm sharing information about the Detroit flight, the Northwest Airlines flight, that was nearly blown up. An explosive was set off on Flight 253 on Christmas Day, and this is being used once again to put all these security measures in place at the airport, screeners which can see through your clothes and all manner of things, folks, things that they've technology they've had around since, I've got articles from 2000, before 9/11, where they wanted to put these airport scanners in place. People were resistant to them, as they were after 9/11. But every time they incrementally try to set off some kind of terrorist attack, and I say it's set off, I don't believe this stuff is by accident. These terrorists are groomed. These terrorists are built up by our Central Intelligence Agency. They're built up by our government. Historically, this has been the case, listeners. It's called Operation Cyclone. Look it up on a search engine. We'll talk about that in a moment, Operation Cyclone. Because what we have is a situation where the United States government funded al-Qaeda. To this day, they're funding the Mujahideen. I mean, these terrorist networks, they built the schools in Afghanistan, the madrasas, which train these mujahideen to become radicals. In fact, did you know that the name Taliban actually means student? That's what the name Taliban actually means. When they go to the madrasas, they're called Taliban. They're students. Students for radicalization. So terrorism doesn't just happen, folks. It's planned, it's orchestrated, and there is a reason behind it. And that's what people need to understand here. When the government says, oh, we've got to fight a global war on terror. And by the way, we're going to spy on everything you do. By the way, we're going to listen to everything you say on the phone. We're going to read your email. We're going to fly drones over your house, which can detect who's in the house, where they are. We're going to put GPS on your body, on your person, on every doorstep in America. We're going to put a GPS device. That wasn't that long ago that news came out. They wanted to put a GPS device on every single front door in America. Because, hey, it's useful in the fight against terrorism. But people, we have to understand who they have fingered as the terrorists. It isn't the boogeyman in caves that they are grooming. It's you and I. I was talking about this couple who witnessed a sharp-dressed man aiding this Umar Farouk Abdul-Muttalib onto the plane. Once again, their names are Lori and Kurt Haskell. Haskell described Muttalib as a diminutive man who looks like a teenager. It took about 30 seconds passed between the first mention of smoke by the stewardess and when Muttalib was subdued by fellow passengers. He didn't fight back at all. This wasn't a big skirmish, Haskell said. A couple of guys jumped on him and hauled him away. The ordeal has Haskell and his wife, understandably, a little bit shaken. Flight attendants were screaming during the fire, and the pilot sounded notably nervous when bringing the plane in for a landing. Immediately, the pilot came on and said two words, emergency landing, and that was it. The plane sped up instead of slowing down. You could tell he floored it. As Muttalib was being led out of the plane in handcuffs, Haskell said he realized then that it was the same man he saw trying to board the plane in Amsterdam. Passengers had to wait about 20 minutes before they were allowed to exit the plane. Haskell said he and other passengers waited about 6 hours to be interviewed by the FBI. About an hour after landing, Haskell said he saw another man being taken into custody, but the spokesman from the FBI in Detroit said Muttalib was the only person taken into custody. So who was this mysterious, sharp-dressed man who helped this guy get on the plane? Ladies and gentlemen, who was this guy? We don't know, do we? Also, we have from WTMJ News Radio an interview with another person who said that she sat right behind the suspect, Abdul Muttalib. They were sitting about 20 rows behind in a center aisle with her husband and daughter, a row ahead of her, and their new adopted children, a 6-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. Her daughter said ahead of them was a man who videotaped the entire flight, including the attempted detonation. She says he sat up and videotaped the entire thing very calmly. We do know that the FBI is looking for him intensely. Since then, we've heard nothing about it. There's just a lot of things here, folks, that just sound kind of weird, sound kind of strange. I don't know how many of these articles. I just have a ton of information here. We see from the New York Times, officials point to suspect's claim of al-Qaeda ties in Yemen. The guy was from Yemen. Huffington Post, Lieberman says the United States must preemptively act in Yemen. Already the war drums are being beaten, listeners. Senator Joseph Lieberman, a renowned hawk and one of the foremost champions of the invasion of Iraq, warned on Sunday that the United States faced danger unless it preemptively acts to curb the rise of terrorism in Yemen. Quote, somebody in our government said to me in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen, Iraq was yesterday's war, Afghanistan is today's war. If we don't act preemptively, Yemen will be tomorrow's war, Lieberman said during an appearance on Fox News Sunday. That's the danger we face, he said. Moving along here. From Reuters, we see Yemen oil minister says oil majors mull investments, according to a paper. Oil major, in other words, the major oil companies, listeners. Dateline Dubai, February 21st. This was from 2009, earlier in the year. We're flashing back now. This was before this terror event, so-called. Yemen has received investment offers from oil majors, including ExxonMobil Corporation and Total. Oil Minister Amir al-Adaris said in remarks published on Saturday, Yemen's Ministry for Oil and Mineral Resources has received 8 oil investment bids from international companies. Pan Arab Daily al-Hayat quoted Adaris as saying, 4 of them were from major oil companies seeking direct negotiations with Yemen. The companies include ExxonMobil, Total, and BP, the minister said, but did not elaborate on the nature of the investments. Other companies that made bid, they name off a few more. So we have Yemen in the crosshairs in terms of the oil companies, Yemen in the crosshairs in terms of our war on terrorism. Lori Price writes, in 2008, the ACLU estimated the U.S. no-fly list to have grown to over a million names. She says, heck, even Cat Stevens and the late Senator Ted Kennedy were on it. And it continues to expand, but suspected terrorist Abdul Farouk Abdelmutallab, who was curiously able to obtain military-grade high explosives, 80 grams of PETN, gee, where'd he get that? He managed to escape airport security and detonate his underwear bomb. In April of 2009, American authorities reportedly refused an Air France flight from Paris to Mexico entry into the U.S. airspace because of a left-wing journalist. We already talked about that, didn't we? He wrote a book about the CIA being on board, and he was not allowed. The flight was actually diverted. It wasn't allowed in U.S. airspace. Skipping down here. She says, got it. Write a book on that's critical of the CIA, and you cannot fly. Carry explosives, allegedly from Yemen, on board when the U.S. is trolling for an excuse to invade and occupy Yemen for its oil, and then, yes, you can fly. The U.S. needs false flags to provide cover for illegal invasions and occupations. The 9/11 terrorist attack worked well for the U.S. government. The security industrial complex made billions, and the U.S. corporate terrorists were able to negotiate the wholesale theft of Iraq's oil. According to CNN, the terror suspect's father tried to warn authorities. CNN reported that the father of the man suspected. Anyway, we covered all that stuff. And she says, and yet, Abdul Muttalib was not obliged to undergo any additional airport screening layers prior to boarding for the last leg of his journey to Detroit. Also, lest we forget, 3 key provisions of the Patriot Act are scheduled to expire on December 31st, 2009. She says, I wonder, will they get renewed? Well, as we've already covered, they already have been renewed, listeners. I'm going to take another break here. If you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Wiggs. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The website is governamerica.com, www.governamerica.com. As we continue on here, I mentioned earlier that the Iraq, the oil deals, the oil fields have been done. They've been auctioned off. They held an auction. We told you about it when, before it was going to happen. Here we see from the Associated Press, Iraq initials deal on prized oil field. December 20th, 2009, Iraq has initialed a deal with a consortium led by European giant Royal Dutch Shell, PLC, and Malaysia's state-run Petronas to develop one of Iraq's most prized oil fields. Iraqi officials initialed the deal Sunday during a signing ceremony at Iraq's oil ministry in Baghdad. The contract still must be approved by Iraq's cabinet. The two companies won the right earlier this month to develop the $12.5 billion southern Majnoon oil field. Shell Petronas plan to raise production at Majnoon during the current 45,900 barrels per day to 1.8 million barrels per day over the next 10 years. So, war is good for business, listeners, as well as the military-industrial complex. Terrorism is good for business, as well as the military-industrial complex. Here we see from the Examiner. Jim Curry writes, shocking. U.S. terrorist training in New York, shown in shocking video. They say it's he says it's frightening details concerning the terrorist attack of Northwest Airlines Flight 253 and Al-Qaeda's assertion of responsibility emerge. Americans are realizing that terrorists are not going away. Instead, they are preparing and now executing terrorist attacks in places such as New York, Chicago, and Detroit. The terrorist who claimed or carried out the recent attack was reported at the U.S. Embassy by his family, who relayed their worst nightmare may have become a reality, that their son was participating in some sort of jihad. A recently revealed terrorist training video warns that similar scenarios may be on the horizon. The chilling video and latest terrorist plots are sparking a public outcry for government officials to protect America before it is too late. Many Americans believe that terrorist training camps are located thousands of miles away in other countries, but they are terribly wrong. In Hancock, New York, women at the Muslims of America headquarters are carrying assault weapons and being trained to kill. A video uncovered by PRB Films exposes this terrifying evidence of possible future attacks. The video, condensed on YouTube, reveals female Muslims of America members marching in military cadence, scaling fabricated walls, engaging in hand-to-hand combat, firing upon mock enemy locations, and other forms of training involving firearms and swords. The video was given to PRB Films by a confidential law enforcement source, he says. In 2005, an internal Department of Homeland Security report warned that the Pakistan-based group Jamaat al-Fukra was linked to Muslims of America and had the capacity to attack the U.S. Furthermore, as described in the State Department's 1998 Patterns of Global Terrorism report, Jamaat al-Fukra seeks to purify Islam through violence. Members have purchased isolated rural compounds in North America to live communally, practice their faith, and insulate themselves with Western culture. Fukra members have attacked a variety of targets that they view as enemies of Islam. Where does all this stuff come from, listeners? As we're told now that homegrown terrorism is a problem, we're told that we have terrorist schools right here in the United States training people, radicalizing people. Here we see from Wikipedia, Operation Cyclone. It was a code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency program to arm the Afghan Mujahideen during the Soviet War in Afghanistan, 1979 to 1989. Operation Cyclone was one of the longest and most expensive covert CIA operations ever undertaken, they say. Funding began with $20 to $30 million per year in 1980 and rose to $630 million per year in 1987. Carter's National Security Advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, has stated that the U.S. effort to aid the Mujahideen was preceded by an effort to draw the Soviets into a costly and presumably distracting Vietnam War-like conflict. In a 1998 interview with the French news magazine, La Nouvelle Observateur, Brzezinski recalled, quote, "We didn't push the Russians to intervene, but we knowingly increased the probability that they would. That secret operation was an excellent idea. It had the effect of drawing the Soviets into the Afghan trap. The day after the Soviets officially crossed the border, I wrote to President Carter, quote, we now have the opportunity of giving to the Soviet Union its Vietnam War. So they lured the Soviet Union into an Afghanistan trap, listeners, under the pretense of giving them their, under the pretense of really defeating the Soviet Union. And they funded the Mujahideen, built up the Al-Qaeda network to accomplish their goals. And at that time, folks, they built the madrasas in Afghanistan. A part of this was the terror training schools, as we'll see in a moment, they built right here in the United States as well. Stay with us. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, been talking about the source of terrorism. Where it all comes from, folks, and it's called Operation Cyclone. You can research it. I was just sharing from Wikipedia. I know Wikipedia is not the greatest source in the world, but, folks, it's footnoted, and it's official information. It's a controlled publication, Wikipedia is. It's what the other side admits, because Wikipedia is the other side. Make no mistake about it. So if they put this on Wikipedia, then that's what their official story is. That's what their official history is. Now, of course, they can revise it any time they want. This is currently what they're saying, what they admit. Continue on here. Backtracking just a paragraph here, they say, on July 3rd, 1979, U.S. President Carter signed a presidential finding authorizing funding for anti-communist guerrillas in Afghanistan. Following the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in December, an installation of a more pro-Soviet president, Babrak Karmal, Carter announced the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan is the greatest threat to peace since the Second World War. Doesn't that sound a lot like what they say about terrorism today? Beating the drums. They say to execute this policy, President Reagan deployed CIA Special Activities Division, paramilitary officers to train and equip the Mujahideen forces against the Red Army. Although the CIA and Texas Congressman Charlie Wilson have received the most attention for their roles, the key architect of the strategy was Michael G. Vickers, a young CIA paramilitary officer working for Gus Avracados, the CIA's regional head. Reagan's covert action program has been credited with assisting in ending the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan. A Pentagon senior official, Michael Pillsbury, successfully advocated providing Stinger missiles to the Afghan resistance, according to recent books and academic articles. The program relied heavily on using the Pakistani Inter-Services Intelligence as an intermediary, for funds distribution, passing of weapons, and military training and financial support to Afghan resistance groups, along with funding from similar programs from Britain's MI6 and SAS, Saudi Arabia, and the People's Republic of China. The ISI, which is once again the Pakistani Inter-Services Intelligence, the ISI armed and trained over 100,000 insurgents between 1978 and 1992. They encouraged the volunteers from the Arab states to join the Afghan resistance in its struggle against the Soviet troops based in Afghanistan. The Soviet troops completely pulled out of Afghanistan on February 15, 1989. Now keep in mind, listeners, prior to the Soviet invasion, during the whole Cold War period, the United States government was stating that the Soviet Union was behind a worldwide terror network. They were blaming a lot of the terrorism upon the Soviet Union. So things never really changed. The modus operandi never really changes, just the enemy, just the target. They say the U.S. offered two packages of economic assistance and military sales to support Pakistan's role in the war against Soviet troops in Afghanistan. The first six-year assistance package from 1981 to 87 amounted to $3.2 billion U.S. dollars, equally divided between economic assistance and military sales. The U.S. also sold 40 F-16 aircraft to Pakistan during 1983 to 87 at a cost of $1.2 billion outside the assistance package. The second six-year assistance package from 1987 to 1993 amounted to $4.2 billion U.S. dollars. Out of this, $2.28 billion were allocated for economic assistance in the form of grants or loan that carried the interest rate of 2 to 3%. The rest of the allocation, $1.74 billion, was in the form of credit for military purchases. Sale of non-U.S. arms to Pakistan for destination to Afghanistan was facilitated by Israel. Somewhere between $3 to $20 billion in U.S. funds were funneled into the country to train and equip Afghan resistance groups with weapons, including Stinger manned portable air defense systems. The program funding was increased yearly due to lobbying by prominent U.S. politicians and government officials, such as Charles Wilson, Gordon Humphrey, Fred Ickle, William Casey. Under the Reagan administration, U.S. support for the Afghan Mujahideen evolved into a centerpiece of U.S. foreign policy called the Reagan Doctrine, in which the U.S. provided military and other support to anti-communist resistance movements in Afghanistan, Angola, Nicaragua, and elsewhere. I don't know how much of this I'm going to continue reading. I want to move along here to another piece from the Friends of Liberty. They say, the CIA's Operation Cyclone stirring the hornet's nest of Islamic unrest. Zbigniew Brzezinski not long ago revealed that on July 3, 1979, unknown to the American public and Congress, President Jimmy Carter secretly authorized $500 million to create an international terrorist movement that would spread Islamic fundamentalism in Central Asia and destabilize the Soviet Union. The CIA called this Operation Cyclone, and in the following years poured $4 billion into setting up Islamic training schools in Pakistan. Young zealots were sent to the CIA's spy training camp in Virginia, where future members of Al-Qaeda were taught sabotage skills, terrorism. Others were recruited at an Islamic school in Brooklyn, New York, within sight of the fated Twin Towers. In Pakistan, they were directed by British MI6 officers and trained by the SAS. The result, quips Brzezinski, was a few stirred-up Muslims, meaning the Taliban. The Wall Street Journal declared, quote, the Taliban are the players most capable of achieving peace. Moreover, they were crucial to secure the country as a prime transshipment route for the export of Central Asia's vast oil, gas, and other natural resources, unquote. No American newspaper dares suggest that the prisoners in Camp X-Ray are the product of this policy, nor that it was one of the factors that led to the so-called attacks of September 11th. Nor do they ask, who were the real winners of September 11th? The day the Wall Street stock market opened after the destruction of the Twin Towers, the few companies showing increased value were the giant military contractors. Northrop Grumman, Alliant Tech Systems, Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin. As the U.S. military's biggest supplier, Lockheed Martin's share value rose by a staggering 30%. Within 6 weeks of September 11th, the company, with its main plant in Texas, George Bush's home state, had secured the biggest military order in history, a $200 billion contract to develop a new fighter aircraft. The greatest taboo of all, which Orwell would surely recognize, is the record of the United States as a terrorist state and haven for terrorists. This truth is virtually unknown by the American public and makes a mockery of Bush's and Blair's statements about tracking down terrorists wherever they are. They don't have to look far. Florida, currently governed by the president's brother, Jeb Bush, has given refuge to terrorists who, like the September 11th gang, have hijacked aircraft and boats with guns and knives. Most have never had criminal charges brought against them. Why? All of them are anti-Castro Cubans. Former Guatemalan Defense Minister Gramayo Morales, who was accused of devising and directing an indiscriminate campaign of terror against civilians, including the torture of an American nun, and the massacre of 8 people from one family studied at Harvard University on a U.S. government scholarship, listeners. I mean, folks, I've got articles here right now, right in front of me, where we are educating the Taliban at Yale. In fact, I'll jump to that right now. From the Wall Street Journal, we see Jihad Turns Bulldog. Wall Street Journal listeners, the Taliban's former spokesman is now a Yale student. Anyone see a problem with that? Date of this article, February 27, 2006. They say, never has an article made me blink with astonishment as much as when I read yesterday's New York Times magazine that Saeed Rahmatullah Hashemi, former ambassador-at-large for the Taliban, is now studying at Yale on a U.S. student visa. This is taking the obsession that U.S. universities have with promoting diversity a bit too far. They say something is very wrong with our elite universities. Last week, Larry Summers resigned as president of Harvard when it became clear that he would lose a no-confidence vote held by politically correct faculty members, furious at his efforts to allow the ROTC on campus, his opposition to a drive to have a Harvard divest itself of corporate investments in Israel, and his efforts to make professors work harder. Now Yale is giving a first-class education to a erstwhile high official in one of the most evil regimes of the latter half of the 20th century, the government that harbored the terrorists who attacked America on September 11, 2001. Once again, promoting the lie that it was terrorists who did it. Well, it was terrorists. It just wasn't the ones they're saying, listeners. They say, in some ways, Mr. Rotella told the New York Times, I'm the luckiest person in the world. I could have ended up in Guantanamo Bay. Instead, I ended up at Yale, unquote. One of the courses he has taken is called Terrorism, Past, Present, and Future. Many foreign readers of the Times will no doubt snicker at the revelation that naive Yale administrators scrambled to admit Mr. Rahmatullah. The Times reported that Yale had another foreigner at Rahmatullah's caliber apply for a special student status. Richard Shaw, Yale's dean of undergraduate admissions, told the Times, "We lost him to Harvard, and I didn't want that to happen again." So that's the Wall Street Journal. They say, in the spring of 2001, I was one of several writers at the Wall Street Journal who interviewed Mr. Rahmatullah at our offices across the street from the World Trade Center. His official title was Foreign Secretary. His mission was to explain the regime's decision to rid the country of two 1,000-year-old towering statues of Buddha carved out of rock 90 miles from the Afghan capital, Kabul. The archaeological treasures were considered the greatest remaining examples of 3rd and 5th century Greco-Indian art in the world. But Taliban leader Mullah Omar had ordered all statues of the country destroyed, calling them idols of infidels and repugnant to Islam. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. The point is, we, our university, Yale, educating the former spokesman of the Taliban, listeners. So this gives credence to the information that we're reading in this article from Friends of Liberty. Once again, they say, they don't have to look far. The leaders of our country don't have to look far in finding terrorists wherever they are. Florida, currently governed by the president's brother, Jeb Bush, has given refuge to terrorists who, like the September 11th gang, have hijacked aircraft and boats with guns and knives. Most have never had criminal charges against them. Why? All of them are anti-Castro Cubans. Former Guatemalan defense minister, Gramajo Morales, who was accused of devising and directing an indiscriminate campaign of terror against civilians, including the torture of an American nun and the massacre of 8 people from one family, studied at Harvard University on a U.S. government scholarship. So you see how the United States government educates these people. Even at our major universities here in the United States, listeners, many Americans can't even afford to go to a university anymore. Yet we have the Taliban at Yale. During the 1980s, thousands of people were murdered by death squads connected to the army of El Salvador, whose former chief now lives comfortably in Florida. The former Haitian dictator, General Prosper Evreel, liked to display the bloodied victims of his torture on television. When he was overthrown, he was flown to Florida by the U.S. government and granted political asylum. A leading member of the Chilean military during the reign of General Pinochet, whose special responsibility was executions and torture, well, he lives in Miami, listeners. The Iranian general, who ran Iran's notorious prisoners, is a wealthy exile in the U.S. One of Pol Pot's senior henchmen, who enticed Cambodian exiles back to their certain deaths, he lives in Mount Vernon, New York. What all these people have in common, apart from their history of terrorism, is that they either worked directly for the U.S. government or carried out the dirty work of U.S. policies. The Al-Qaeda training camps are kindergartens compared with the world's leading university of terrorism at Fort Benning in Georgia, known until recently as the School of the Americas. Its graduates include almost half of the cabinet ministers of the genocidal regimes of Guatemala, two-thirds of the El Salvadoran army officers who committed, according to the United Nations, the worst atrocities of that country's civil war, and the head of Pinochet's secret police, ran Chile's concentration camps. There is terrible irony at work here. The humane response of people all over the world to the terrorism of September 11th has long been hijacked by those running a rapacious great power with a history of terrorism second to none. global supremacy, not the defeat of terrorism, is the goal. Only the politically blind believe otherwise. Folks, I hope you're starting to see the picture. I hope you're seeing where all this stuff is coming from. I think it's vitally important. Here we see from The Telegraph out of the UK. Detroit terror attack, British university complicit in radicalization. As the education of the terrorists go forward in the U.S., so it does in Britain as well. We have another break here. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. I've been talking about how the United States is directly responsible for educating and funding the terrorist network around the world. Mujahideen in Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda, which many people call Al-Qaeda for a good reason. These networks, these quote-unquote insurgents in various countries are pushed, funded, built up, and supplied with weaponry on a routine basis by our government, listeners. I'm sorry if that disturbs you. I'm sorry if that upsets you. It upsets me, too. This is not anti-Americanism. Believe me, I love this country. I love this country. I bleed every day for this country. You have no idea. Well, maybe you do have an idea. I think many of you do as well. But the point of the matter is, the truth is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And article after damning article, documentation after damning documentation can be pointed out and shared. From the English version of Al Jazeera, we see U.S. Iraq jail in Al-Qaeda school. They say extremists held in a U.S.-run detention center in Iraq were allowed to teach fellow detainees how to use explosives and become suicide bombers, a former inmate has told Al Jazeera. Adel Jassim Muhammad, a former detainee of Camp Bucca near Umm Qasr, said that U.S. officials did nothing to stop radicals from indoctrinating young detainees at the camp. Quote, extremists had freedom to educate the young detainees. I saw them giving courses using classroom boards on how to use explosives, weapons, and how to become suicide bombers, unquote, Muhammad said. For the Americans, we felt it was normal. They did not stop them, the radicals. Adele, who was held for 4 years without charge, said that the extremists were allowed to speak freely to fellow inmates. In 2005, an extremist was sent to our camp, he said. At first, Sunnis and Shias rejected his teachings, but we were told that he was imposed by the prison authority. Unquote. He continued by saying he stayed for a week and recruited 25 of the 34 detainees, and they became extremists like him. A senior Iraqi Interior Ministry official said in November that former inmates of Camp Bucca were suspected of involvement in two recently deadly bomb attacks in Baghdad. Quote, the two suicide bombers and the majority of suspects detained after the twin bombings of August 19th against the Foreign Affairs and Finance Departments were released shortly before from Camp Bucca, the official told AFP News Agency. We reached the same conclusion for the double attack of October 25th, which left 153 dead, the official said, of the bombings of the Justice and Public Works Ministries, after which 73 people were arrested. We're at the end of hour number two. I've got more information in hour number three. Eventually, we will move on to other things, listeners. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back.
With recent internet